I am DK, and here with me is Sam.
Oh, I love Rent Osaka. If I can get a shirt that says that, I will wear that. Oh, so what about you?
This is a popular friend. We haven't scared you off by now. I promise the next episode we will not talk about.
What is an anime without fan service, right?
From weak and disrespected to insanely powerful.
The story pulls no punches.
And he gets sent pretty much down to the pits of hell.
I actually based a character in my light novel off of her.
Can't wait to read the comic though.
I love action anime. That's all me right there.
Yeah,
kind of a Filipino.
You're cut.
That sucks. There's like a bunch of isekais out there.
The adventure here is, it gets even bigger. The enemies are stronger. Welcome back to Otaku and Friends. I am DK, and here with me is my co-host, Sam. Today we have a special guest with us.
That's right, guys. We have a fellow otaku joining us, and his name is Chris. What's up? What's going on, Mr. Self-Published Light Novel?
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm a recent self-published author. I got two two novels out, sci-fi, mecha. Been a fan of anime and manga since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you on. We're excited. So today's episode, again, very exciting, is that we are going to talk today about our favorite animes. So, special guest. So today's episode is all about our favorite anime, what makes them great to us, and why they stand out in their genre, or you know, why they stand out to us. We're diving into everything from the anime storytelling, the style, and even the studios behind the animation.
Yeah, and of course, if you guys, you know, like watching this, want to have any sort of feedback, or if you agree with us with our favorite animes and stuff, or want to have any like input on like, you know, the studio animations, blah blah blah, go ahead, fire right away, guys.
Okay, so before we dive in, Chris, why don't you go ahead and share with us your favorite anime, or go through us like you know, a couple of your favorites, you know, any honorable mentions, whatnot, you know, and then what you want to talk about.
Honorable mention: the original Gundam, Gundam Zeta, Double Zeta.
Gundam.
I'm just gonna list all of them over there, but no. No, honorable mention to Turn A specifically, Turn A Gundam. Gundam 00 got me back in the mecha anime. But my favorite anime that I put up when I called that when I was put on the spot by Somrath. I called Garo the Animation. Any of you two familiar with that? Have you seen it?
Yes, actually. Well, I guess, for our viewers, our listeners, subscribers, if you don't mind, I'll just go and give a short synopsis for our audience here. So the animation follows on Leon Lewis, a young Makai Knight who is tasked with defending humanity from demonic creatures known as horrors. The story delves into Leon's struggle to control the golden armor of the Makai Knights, which he inherited from his family, and his quest to seek vengeance for the unjust death of his mother. As he battles these horrors, Leon faces personal conflicts, grappling with his destiny and the corruption of plaguing his kingdom. So that's just a brief synopsis of Garo the Animation. And then please, Chris, with that said, dive in. What makes it awesome?
It's a bit of a weird like way I got into it and why I love it. It's because I got into the Tokusatsu series that it's based off of. And I got on that because I was into Kamen Rider. So 1, 2, 3, I'm over here. and I just love it for taking the Garo series and answering a lot of questions I had about it and doing a lot of things that I wanted to see in the live action series. Just being like the series that I enjoyed and just somehow being better. This is why I love it.
Oh, and you bring it apart because it is part of a larger franchise, because it's the live action series, but the anime brings a new level of the like the intensity of the Gaara world, right?
It's what part of the anime like that I have a hard time selling people on is that the basic story is pretty like it is basic. It's like a kingdom being attacked by monsters, and like
We should.
that's like a dozen anime. That's a dozen stories, and like oh, there's magic knights, and like okay, that's still like not really narrowing it down, but like what. It's just the tone and style of it. Like there's rock music playing in it in this medieval fantasy like
Well,
anime.
and you
That's
bring a good point
awesome.
because it's like a mix of
That's
medieval and modern styles meshed together, right? Knights and rock music, and yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's like you have these like medieval knights, and then all of a sudden, like it's really dark and gloomy, and then Jam Project is blasting in the background, and you're like, what is happening? I was showing it to a friend and she was like not expecting the music. I was like, yeah.
I see. So the well, I mean, also, I mean, it's I mean, especially for an anime, especially when it came out and everything. I mean, they're like you mentioned, it's demons, monsters attacking a kingdom. But I mean, there's a lot of focus on the political intrigue as well as the betrayal and the constant battle between like light and darkness. I know you mentioned like basic storytelling, but I mean that's what pulls people back every time, right? Like they can understand the story, so on.
One of the things I want to talk about this anime is it does have 3D CG in it, and I know that was that it came out in a time when that's a lot of like turn off for people because like when did the Berserk 3D CG anime come out, and that was not that's not everyone's favorite.
No, I was gonna say I came at that time where it's like well, let's just hold off of this for a bit. Yeah. No.
So what when did the animation come out for it?
The animation came out in 2014. The original Garo series was in like 2007, and then there was another series in 2010, and then like they kind of sprinkled in series up until like 2014. So like for 2014, this was the Garo series going around, and I'm like, hell yeah, I'm on board. But again, to the 3D CG part, I think this. Like for especially for its time, like you watch it and like my friend when she saw it, she's like, oh, this kind of like this stood out. Like it's clearly 3D CG to her, but I feel that it works in this anime specifically because they're not doing like human characters. Like anytime the 3D CG shows up, it's the armor. And so like it doesn't have to emote other than like maybe the mouth of the wolf opens up every now and then.
So I think around that year is when like the CGI just started coming out for animation, right? Because didn't God Eater do something similar?
And there was
Yes.
a I think maybe a couple of years or a year beforehand, like Knights of Sidonia was also like fully 3D
I
CG.
remember Knights of
Totally.
Sidonia.
Totally.
Yeah.
But
Wow.
I think with Garla, it wasn't trying to sell you on this on the CG or the 3D there as with other animes. It was just to me I thought they did like a better like just kind of putting in like you were saying with the armor, other pieces. It wasn't like the for me it wasn't like the main focus, honestly. It was
I mean, the
there.
way of them getting around animating something with such detail, and like that was the same like problem they were running into with Berserk. But like, whereas Berserk like fell flat on its head, like I feel like this like really worked out.
True.
Yeah,
No,
I need
I
to give this one a try. I haven't
no,
seen it.
seriously. So, and that's a really good point though, especially with the like you were mentioning with the animation style, there with how it was themed, especially compared to other animes at the time, anime at the time that was coming out with doing CG or 3D, very similar. But I guess moving on now, what's another one that makes your list here? Another anime.
So it was, it's kind of a weird choice, and I only, it only really hits my favorite because I watched it fairly recently. But like, it does still have a place in my heart. I imagine it would have a place in my heart like years later. And that is Legend of the Galactic Heroes, the 80s, 90s version. I have nothing against the recent version. I haven't like watched it though. And that show is 100 episodes of space opera and really like almost an advertisement for alcohol.
Seriously, seriously. So, in case of those that have not watched Legend of the Galactic Heroes, so either the original series or the newly rebooted series, which they had at least a couple seasons, please feel free to leave feedback to correct me, but the newer season, they updated the animation, and they pretty much was the same as the original, because I've seen both. But let me just give you a quick synopsis, and then Chris can dive in. So Galactic Heroes chronicles that, well, it chronicles the epic battle between two military geniuses, Reinhard von Lohengrin, the ambitious leader of the Galactic Empire, and Yuengwen Li, a strategic commander for the from the fear from the Free Planets Alliance. So, set against the backdrop of a galactic war that spans over a century, the anime explores political intrigue, class struggle, and the impact of leadership. It raises questions about the nature of governance and consequences of both democratic and authoritarian rule. And what's really neat about how they set this up, because it's like intergalactic war, pretty much, is how this, though, was, like you said, it was set back in the 80s, 90s, is just how political this is, but it doesn't really feel at the same time. I mean, there's so much going on in this anime. So, Chris, please tell us all about the space opera and why it's highly regarded for its complex characters and rich storytelling.
I think for a lot of people, it's just there's so many characters in this anime. Like well over 20 characters you're gonna have to follow, and I don't
Oh
even
my
know their
gosh.
names. But like somehow I ended up loving every one of them, even the ones who you're like, you're supposed to hate this guy.
Really? Then
And
I like the Empire. The Empire was my favorite.
oh yeah, everyone loves it. Like I love the Empire. I love the Free Planets Alliance. And like it felt weird because like usually you have these animes or shows that are like they have a monarchy or an empire installed, and you're like, we have to take those guys down. Those are obviously the bad guy. Like Code Geass is like, we take down the Britannia, they're a monarchy. And then you come to Legend of the Galactic Heroes, and not only are you is are the side like the that it's portrayed as these good guys is the Empire. You're rooting for the Empire, like actually half the time, because the story is separated into you're watching the Empire guys, you're watching the Free Pants guys, and like half the time, these people aren't even interacting with each other directly. Like maybe they're on separate ships shooting each other. Sometimes they're on the other side of the galaxy just drinking with a friend.
Oh, so it's pretty much like all perspective then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go ahead.
I was gonna say it's sort of like Game of Thrones before its time, really, in anime. No, that's what it kind of reminded me of when I was like watching it for the first time. Was like, wow, because you're right. There are so many characters, and then they kill off characters during the series as well. I'm not trying to give any spoilers, but I mean, I'm just trying to make comparisons, and for an anime, it's like the plot is, and the whole storyline, it's actually really rich and can get complex at times, not just with how many characters are there, but just like what you were saying, like going back and forth between Free Planets and the Empire and how things change on each side, and you're like, oh wait, who am I rooting for again? Like something changed. So it's I mean, they put a lot of thought into the storyline, and not only that, like the ships and everything on there, especially the battle scenes. I mean, you want to talk about that, Chris? But I thought actually for that time, it was actually pretty
Yeah,
good.
for even for its time, like those battles are beautiful to look at, and like even with like the orchestral music that like it's not completely alien, it's not like their own, they're borrowing like the orchestral music of like famous composers. It works just beautifully, and like seeing like the tactics that go on, the strategies that go on in the show, it's really funny because like. To me, I'm like, are these guys like really that like tactically smart, or is half the room just that stupid? Because like one of their strategies is like we just go behind them.
Yeah, exactly. Rabbit speed.
Have to give this one a watch, guys. You guys are sitting there talking about it. I feel kind of left out.
is
I haven't seen
a
this one yet.
trip because it is so long, but it is like.
Yes.
And like there's no filler to it. It's kind of funny because like 100 episodes, you expect there to be like, oh, there's some nonsense stuff in here, but like no, you want to watch that like one kidnapping episode that like it barely plays into the rest of the plot, but then later on, like 50 episodes later, you're like, oh dang,
Yeah,
there's
so
that guy again.
there's like no real filler episodes. It may feel like it
Wow.
is, but then it kind of loops back, or it moves the story along, even if it's just by millimeters. So you think 100 episodes, sort of like with Dragon Ball Z, like there's some
One Piece.
filler episodes, like especially with the driving, with
Nothing
the
beats the
driving
filler in
school.
Bleach.
Yeah,
Oh
but
God, Bleach fillers
yeah,
are
which is why
long.
you watch Dragon
Terrible.
Ball Z Kai. But anyway, but no, with the Galactic Heroes, no, like 100, like you would want to watch all 100 episodes, like, and
Wow.
it's no, this is a great pick, Chris. I mean, I'm a little jealous that you picked this one for me too.
We could have had the
Oh,
same one.
this thing have a light novel or a manga that's like out,
It was
presumably
based on
now?
a light novel.
Yes, it
Oh,
was.
wow.
Yeah.
Badass.
So, and kind of full disclosure is, I know previous episode I mentioned the light novel, the manuscript I just finished for Captain Isekai. So that was actually one of my inspirations as well with doing a sci-fi light novel, was Galactic Heroes. Gave me some of that inspiration. I don't want to say it gave me like the inspiration to like how it was I created my own world and everything, but watching that, even how you can have like a full-on drama in space in an anime series was actually pretty cool. And it was,
Yeah.
I would say it was probably like well before its time when it came out, because if any of it came out now, oh, it would be like hugely celebrated. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. Sorry, not to take over your spot.
No, you're good.
I've said like, yeah, you're right. This is a really great anime that no matter what your preference or genre is, if you're in a anime, like definitely check this one out.
Yeah, I'll definitely check this one out because I haven't seen this one, so wow, I am jealous.
Well, that's your homework for the week.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do
But
it all in a week. 100 episodes? Come on.
hell yeah, just binge watch it.
seriously.
Like a true otaku.
But do you think that well, I guess Chris is, I talk about with the with the plot and everything, the storyline. Do you think that modern anime is sort of like missing that kind of depth with, I mean, there's a lot more anime out these days than when Galactic Heroes first came out. Do you think we're missing some of that depth that Galactic Heroes, had in theirs?
I don't watch as much anime as I used to, but I don't, and I also like kind of stick to my own genres. So like I stick to like mecha genres, which is like half the time it is political. So like I don't think it's missing. I just think it's like toned down from what it used to be. Whereas we need right now, we need things because like everything is very political, like in real life already. So like maybe I think like maybe people like need a break from that, and I feel like this upsurge in like the isekai genre is like perfectly fine, and like they can do their own thing, like, and when this like the depth of like Legend of Galactic Heroes needs to come back, like it can.
No, I think that's a good, great point. I mean, especially since a lot of people probably just go to anime, light novels, manga for that, relief, to take a break from all that real world, the shenanigans going on. So
Absolutely.
it's not like we need to bring that bring
Yeah.
that
When
into
I
our
was
entertainment.
watching the anime, I got just like certain characters. I was like, oh my God, I do not need this like right now, because I look over to Twitter and I'm like, oh.
So true. So true. No, you made a good point, and thanks for sharing that. So, but the art style and storytelling, though, it holds up compared to today's anime standards too, especially for back then. Well, wouldn't you
Yeah,
think?
absolutely. Like, it's obviously dated, and there's a lot of just talking head shots, but like I've never minded that. But by comparison, like I think it still beautifully holds up, whereas like the original Gundam series is very rough.
Yeah,
And I say this,
true.
would you say? Yeah, I say this as someone who loves the original Gundam series. Like, it's that has a lot of off-model Gundam shots.
Nice, nice.
Well, anime has come a long way since then as well.
Absolutely.
But the Galactic Heroes, you're right. Besides like those awkward like headshots, whatnot. I think today, if you were to watch it, you could tell it's dated. But for like, I would even say as high as like 90% of it, most of it, I think, would still hold up to today. Even the reboot they did
Yeah.
a few years back, like late 2010s, they kept. I would say, I'm not sure if you saw it, Chris, but I watched kind of both. And for the most part, the character designs and everything, it's not like they really changed much of it. I mean, it looks updated, don't get me wrong, it is the flow of the anime, but that also goes back to the original, like how good they made it to begin with,
Yeah,
especially.
I did see like some like videos. I've seen clips of the reboot anime, and I think, and it's nothing against it. It's just like well, the thing I noticed was for character designs, they were a lot flashier. And whereas I go back to the 80s series, and like half the people look alike.
Yes, no, you're right there.
I'm like, I welcome this change, because like now I know like this guy is so and so, and like I have a full like face to work with.
Yeah,
Like even a
exactly.
colored hair, like thank you, maybe that works.
Colored
Hair, you say?
what's up with that? All good, all good. So, no, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing your favorite animes, and please, for our viewers, our subscribers and listeners, please go ahead and check out these two lovely animes. So, Garo, the animation, as well as Galactic Heroes, both really great. I've seen it as well. Legends of the Galactic Heroes, my bad, sorry. Great animes. Leave us your feedback. Let us know like your thoughts. Anything we may have missed. We would love to hear your feedback, and we'll share it here on our upcoming episodes as well. And as well as, if you disagree with us, perfect. I mean, we'd love to hear again your thoughts and convince us why. But it's a steep hill to climb there, but we'll again share your feedback as well. And then anything else you might have missed. And then also your other favorite animes are in this same particular genre. Be awesome. With that said, though, I guess I know some. I believe you have a few anime you want to talk about.
Oh
I mean,
yeah,
if you don't, that's
absolutely.
cool. I mean, we can move on. Maybe a short
That's messed up. I'm just kidding.
episode.
Anyways, I do have a couple honorable mentions that I want to talk about. Well, I wouldn't talk about, just mention, obviously. Rising of the Shield Hero, maybe like the first couple of seasons, let's see. Obviously, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Super. Who couldn't forget Naruto? I mean, Naruto
Will
Shippuden.
make you who you
But
are, accept it.
yeah, I know, right? But my favorite out of like just like my number one right now is definitely the Fate series, or the Nasuverse, if I may. A little confusing, but I mean, it's kind of all over the place. But if I were to pick one, it's probably Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blades Work. That one's probably my favorite. I really, really enjoyed not only the story, but like the animation behind it, Unfoldable. Are the ones, it's the studio that made that, and like, Man, I don't know. I mean, you guys obviously seen Demon Slayer, right? It's the same animation studio.
Yes.
So like, yeah, they do some real high quality work, and I
So
really,
for
really.
those that have maybe not seen Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works, and there are actually, as Sam already mentioned, there it's a part of the Fate series. I would say this is like pretty much the original Fate series was what kicked it all off. So just to give you a quick synopsis of it is so Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works follows Shiro Emiya, a high school student who gets drawn into the Fifth Holy Grail War, a secret battle between mages who summon historical and mythological figures to fight on their behalf. As Shiro forms alliances and faces powerful enemies, he must confront his ideals of heroism and determine what he is willing to sacrifice to protect those he cares about. So the adaptation focuses on Shiro's complex relationship with his servant, Saber, and the mysterious mage, Rin Tosaka.
Osaka.
So, sorry, I was well, I was going to say Tosaka Rin, but yeah, but I mean, anyway, so
Same difference.
but please continue some.
Yeah, so like, I really like Unlimited Blade's work. Like I said, like just the storyline behind everybody chasing like this Holy Grail war, you know, like you got like these different servants and masters that come together and they fight against each other. And what's really cool about it is like some of these heroes are like based off of like legends, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like I'm learning like, you know, like King Arthur, obviously they made Saber a female in this one, but like King Arthur was supposed to be a male, right? But they made her
Spoiler.
a female in this one.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm sure lots of people have seen it already, but those who haven't, yeah, spoiler alert. Rin Tosaka is probably one of my favorite characters. Like,
I
just.
actually liked her better than main
Yeah,
character.
I didn't
I was
look.
actually rooting
Listen.
for her.
Okay, so if we were to bring up like main characters
Especially
and
with their
stuff like
father's
that.
background and everything, because
Oh, dude, Shiro kills me, man. Like, I get it. Like, you're he's so con like his conviction in the story is like very strong. But like just his view is kind of like I just didn't agree with it that much. So I kind of watched the anime for Rin because I really like her character. In fact, a future, you know, just some spoiler warnings here.
a spoiler alert, everybody.
Yeah, spoiler. Cover your ears if you don't want to hear it. But Rin Tosaka, there's a character in my light novel in the future that is kind of like based off of her, or like they have the same personality. So that's how much I really like Rin's character. So, but anyways. Back to what I was saying was like just the Fate series alone, like Unlimited Blade's work, you know, I've watched all the other Fates and it's confusing. The Nasu verse is just
I was gonna
all
say
over
this
the
that's quite
place,
wily
man.
too.
This isn't the first like Fate anime, correct?
Yeah, so Fate Stay Night was the first anime, then they did Fate Zero. And then after Fate Zero, they did Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade's work, which is supposed to be the reboot or remake of Fate Stay Night.
Yes, yep.
And oh my goodness, like,
How do you think it like the original anime holds up to Unlimited Blade Works? I
ooh.
from what I know, they're the same story, just
Yes.
one is told better visually.
Yes. There's some subtle changes in there. I think in the original Fate Stay Night, I think Hercules in there actually had a probably maybe like a lesser role, but then Unlimited Blade Works, I think his role was a little bit bigger. But other than that, I mean, there were some subtle changes here and there in the reboot versus the original, but it was still pretty good. I watched both of them. They were pretty good. I like Unlimited Blade's work better, obviously, because of the animation. I'm not really a big fan of like the old school animation. I mean, maybe other than like Spirited Away, you know, because you know that one was pretty good.
Well,
But
but that's a something whole different. Like
yeah, I know.
when you're comparing Spirited
No,
Away
Fate isn't even
to
that
it's just
old.
like, well, I mean, you're talking about Spirited Away versus Fate series Unlimited Blade Works. You're talking, and that was 2001 when Spirited Away came out. And you're talking about Hayao Miyazaki.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
you're really good at
Yeah, it's, I
compare
mean
straight
it's a
away.
masterpiece.
Come on, come on.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
going
right.
to pick a novel. This is
Because
Hayao Miyazaki.
yeah, because I don't know the studio that made the original Fate Stay Night. I don't know that one. I didn't look it up or anything like that, but I do know that Unfoldable took on the mantle of doing Fate Zero and Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works and so on and so forth, which is amazing, you know. I'm real big into like action anime, so obviously like the ones that I listed, you know, for honorable mentions all have a lot of action in it. So like how Chris is with his sci-fi, I'm with, you know, I love action anime. That's all me right there. But just the lore behind like the Fate series, I do enjoy it, other than just being completely confused with the order of watching it. I've seen, I would say, 80% of it so far.
Well, I mean, you mentioned
That's a
God
whole
Eater
thing.
earlier. Ufotable did God Eater.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did Unfoldable really do God Eater?
Well, to our viewers, if you know, if you disagree with us, but I swear you know, they did. Ufotable did God Eater.
Wow. I am very wow. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look that one up again because I did enjoy God Eater. God Eater was pretty good. But back to Fate. Like I was mentioning, like Fate Zero was like the one that was before. I guess those two are like the only ones that are like somewhat connected to each other. While all the other ones are just kind of like, I don't know what timeline it's in. But each of them had pretty good story. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, you know, most of them. The one that really kind of weirded me out was I would believe like Fate Encore. That one's just weird, man. Like I don't know if you guys seen that, but like you gotta go like through this like this ladder, like this like different levels of floor, and it's just weird, man.
Speaking as someone who is not in the Fate series, do you think I could pick up Unlimited Blade Works and be fine?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What I like about Unlimited Blade's work is very grounded. You know what I mean? It's not like it's very, how should I say this? Like low fantasy, I guess you would say. It's not like something that's like too grandiose. I mean, yeah, the Holy Grail, they're, you know, fighting each other for it, et cetera, but like I think you could get into it. Most of the people watching this who like an action anime could get into Fate
Okay, so
Unlimited.
I don't have to play Fate Grand Order to get into Fate, right?
No, you don't have to do
Did
that.
see that one. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
And well, I mean, 'cause I've seen Unlimited Blade Works, and I thought it was great as well. I mean, I'm totally there with you. But when I watched the other Fate series, I mean, especially Grand Order, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so Grand Order, I actually kind of understand what's going on. I believe Fate Encore was kind of like the apocalypse. I
Oh,
think
okay.
that's what it
That makes
was.
more sense the way you put that then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have gone on the internet and just, you know, kind of Google and figured out, you know,
Oh,
what
no,
people
trust
were.
me, dude. There are so many YouTubers out there trying to like put together
Decipher.
the Nasuverse, and they're just kind of like, guys, I don't know where to begin, but let's just do it this way.
Well, there you have
Yeah.
it.
I feel like if you did that in any other
Top
medium,
synopsis.
that would be illegal. I
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my gosh.
don't feel like you're supposed to be able to write like this.
I know. I have no, I don't even know if it's by the same author or not. I'm thinking it's more of like a collective and they decided to just go off the same theme or something like that and just kind of make their own story within this universe. Because I don't know if you guys have seen Garden of Sinners. Apparently Garden of Sinners is in that Nasuverse as well, but it's like completely different.
Yeah, oh,
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'm wow.
Yeah.
Okay, throws another curveball in there. So,
Yeah, exactly.
okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us, Sam. I guess, is there another anime that, you know, makes your list here?
Yeah, you know, I really like I really like Redo Healer.
You know, when I saw this on the list, I was very surprised.
Oh yeah, you know, when Saab mentioned that to me earlier, I'm like, oh, I watched the first episode. All I could do was I was just so frustrated after watching the first episode. I'm just like, oh. But okay, before we get into it, and while Sam collects himself here, the laughing and everything, let me just tell everybody what it's about, and I'll do my best to be as fair as possible here. So,
Oh.
Redo of Healer centers around Kayadu, a healing mage who, after suffering unspeakable abuses, I mean unspeakable, gains the ability to reset time. With his newfound powers, Kayadu returns to the past to exact revenge on those who wronged him, rewriting the course of his life and seeking justice by any means necessary. So the anime delves into the themes of retribution and explores the dark side of human nature, making it a polarizing entry into the fantasy genre.
Oh God,
Very
that's very
polarizing, let me tell
nicely.
you. Very.
Oh
So where to start, Sam?
man.
Where to start?
So
Where to start?
okay, totally. I'm just, you know, I'm joking about it being my one of my favorite animes. It's just
Why are you lying about it then? Why are we
yes,
here
I lied.
talking about it?
All the
Wait,
viewers and listeners who are watching right now, I lied, okay? I
this
totally
is so
lied.
this is so redo healer of you, okay? Oh my. You laugh because you know.
Yeah, so I had a buddy of mine, Eddie. He told me to. He's like, "Yeah, you should totally watch Redo Healer." I was just like, oh, "Okay,
Even
cool." Because
buddy.
I mean, me having no idea what the hell Redo Healer is, I was just like, "Cool." Got home, looked it up, and I typed it up on Google, and you guys wouldn't believe where it popped up at. It popped up on
Oh,
the
I
Hub,
know where.
if you know
Yeah,
what I mean.
I know where it popped up.
There's one.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and tell some of our listeners where it popped up at? Then we could tell more about your search history too.
It popped up at the P Hub, you know.
I wonder why.
There's one whole episode that you can watch the first episode on there,
Or
and
don't. I didn't know
or don't, yeah,
that.
and
I have no idea what PF is. I never heard it before.
I don't
That's a whole different kind
recommend.
of different podcast, by the way. So,
Yeah. But I
damn,
was,
you're okay there?
yeah, I'm okay. I'm just, I don't recommend anybody younger than the age of 18 to watch that. But,
I don't recommend anybody watch that, honestly.
I just like, I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't finish the whole episode. I probably got in about maybe halfway, and I was just like,
Talking about
no.
the anime still, right?
It was good. It's
It's like we gotta finish the
borderline.
episode. Okay, the anime.
Yeah, it was borderline hentai, man. Like I don't even know how this even got into production as a regular anime, because I'm sure this is
So
somewhere
does
on
this serve any
Hulu
purpose
stands.
beyond shock value then?
I guess. I mean,
It's
oh
got to do
gosh.
something to somebody.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm not judging.
exactly.
There's no judgment on, coming from here. I'm just wondering. We're all speechless. That sums it up.
I don't want to look further into it because it scares me.
Yeah, exactly.
And why Saw brought this one up? I just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be fun, you know. But yeah,
Well,
that one
you
was
haven't really
interesting.
said much
I'm not
about
the
it.
one that I could have brought up. That was just as bad.
But please tell us more about why you even brought it, or what you liked about it. Tell us what you liked about it, or walk us through the first episode a little bit, maybe.
I mean, like you just mentioned in synopsis, I mean, like, he's a very, I guess, he's a powerful mage that has lots of like really good healing properties, and I guess some people in the Empire kind of like was like, you know, if we, you know, I don't want to say it because we might get demonetized, but
I
if we have a piece of him, how's that? How about we P. Diddy him? We might
don't.
be able to. We might be able to have some of his powers. I
Oh my God. On
like
top of that, there was just like
that.
one really annoying female character in that first episode that I just like, okay, like, I mean, I was like, I mean, why? What
Yeah,
was her character proud about too?
God, I hate to say this, but like the female princess, that pink hair girl, I forgot her name, but man, she's like the epitome of like fake. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm such a princess, but then like behind closed doors, she's like this evil bitch and stuff like that. It's terrible on what she does to him, torturing him and stuff like that. So like I can justify kind of with the main character kind of redoing everything and just kind of screwing everything up. But I really do hope what I, 'cause I haven't seen like anything past like half of the first episode, but I do hope that, you know, from what I hear from other people, is that he just becomes a better person. So,
He stops doing the other thing.
yeah. Stop
Doesn't call himself
P-Diddying
a
people,
question away with
man.
this what's up. Are you still talking
Oh.
about the anime?
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah, guys.
Okay, well, I think we've touched on that one plenty, so to say the least. Oh, I guess should we move on in enough time?
Yeah, let's move on.
Maybe we get to something more palatable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So, well,
Oh.
is it my turn yet? I mean, hopefully I can
Yeah,
find
I think
I'm
DK
gonna
is your turn, man.
write the horse here that he took
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of
on.
veered off path like we typically
Oh,
do with
we there we go again.
me.
The
Man, no we on that one. It's
we.
totally
Yes.
me.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I do have a handful of favorite anime, and some of them have already been mentioned or spoken about. In case you already don't already know, is I'm a big isekai genre lover, so no surprise that my favorites would be in the isekai genre. But of course, then again, other mentions, as some already have, Dragon Ball series. I loved it ever since growing up. As well as Sword Art Online. That's to me that's that's a classic. Then pretty much all the series, and then even with the light novel series as well, like Sword Art Progressive, so forth. So the other genre I like besides isekai is your MMORPG, genre anime. So leading to that, also Shangri-La Frontier or SELF or SLF, really great anime. Season finished up earlier this year, the first season, as and the manga's great too. So if you like that, check it out as well. But let's dive into the two that I want to talk about. The first off being, no surprise, it's isekai. And I mentioned it last episode with Captain Isekai, is the Eminence of in Shadow. So I'm not sure if you two have heard of it, watched it, even read the light novels or the manga. So
So
no,
I haven't
I've
heard of it
heard of
until
it.
you
I think
told
a
me.
friend of mine read it, and he said good things about it. So I was like, all right.
So yeah, this one. So for those of you who haven't heard of it, let me give you a short breakdown of it. So The Eminence in Shadow follows Cid Kagano, a boy obsessed with becoming the perfect mastermind behind the scenes. And this is the guy. It's a high school student, Japanese high school student. After class, whatever, going like does like whatever his training on rooftops at night, and really wants to be like your unknown, unsung hero, but anyway, so the story goes is with Sid. It just from the start, it's satire all the way through. But the boy is obsessed with becoming the perfect mastermind behind the scenes after being reincarnated into a fantasy world, and also the way that he dies is actually pretty funny. Sid unknowingly starts a shadow organization to fight an evil cult. Call of Diablos, which turns out to be real. He was actually just lying about it. It actually turns out to be real. As Sid continues to his quest to remain unnoticed while orchestrating a world-altering events, his accidental brilliance leads to a series of comedic and action-packed misunderstandings. So he creates this shadow organization called Shadow Garden. Everything there, they live in the shadows. They're pretty much like your underground kind of seedy heroes, but I don't want to say like they're anti-heroes, but that's kind of like what they're made out to be. And like nobody knows if they're like the good guys or the bad guys because they're fighting this cult, and the cult is also pretending to be like the good guys as well. So like nobody knows, and it's total satire really because it features the protagonist Sid, and he's his desire to be this hidden mastermind. So in his new life, he is just an average high school student, mediocre grades, mediocre everything, chooses mediocre friends, and he has an older sister who has a younger brother complex, by the way. So feeding in more into your typical tropes there. His older sister wants to watch out for him and everything because she feels like, oh, he's can't protect himself. But also deep in her mind, she knows that Sid is, is also powerful too, but she doesn't exactly know. And then there's also a princess involved, and she can't stand Sid, but at the same time, she acknowledges like there's something that she can't put her finger on as well. So and he plays the satire, the parts great as a mediocre protagonist, but then when he plays, then when he becomes his true self, Shadow, he's like this badass character with all like the one-liners and everything, cool sword move.
OP? Is
Stuff.
he OP?
Oh, totally. Yeah. But the thing is, this is the funny part though. He in his daily life though, so like your Clark Kent is like he's just your run-of-the-mill, mediocre guy. And that's how he plays it off as. And he even goes ahead and puts himself into situations where he goes and asks like the one of like the hottest girls in school only to be rejected and be humiliated. And he goes through that so he can go ahead and play the part perfectly. It's really great. So the anime kind of blends action, comedy, and parody, and it kind of makes fun of all the comical isekai tropes while still delivering. Actually, it's a really great, compelling story. So, that's my take on it. So,
Yeah, so I haven't seen this one. I have to give this one a shot too.
well, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
it's great. Light novel series are great. The anime actually follows really closely to the light novel, as well as the manga as well. I mean, everything's all based off of the light novel material. So, and not only that, I think the way they capture Sid's personality in the anime, pretty much almost mirrors what's in the light novel. So, definitely recommend checking out for any of our listeners or viewers. Let us know what you think about that, or if you think that I'm totally wrong, that's cool too.
Where can I find it, DK?
Oh yeah, you can watch it on. I believe they have episodes available on Hulu. HDive, I know, has all the episodes there. I think when it first came out, it was probably on HDive because I already had an HDive subscription because one of the anime I like to watch is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon,
That's a
which
good one.
that's another good one
That's a
too,
good one.
by the way. And so I think like Redo Healer, that's for sure. But
Oh God.
Because you can watch all the episodes there as well at that time. You still can, more than other places. And then Hulu for sure, and then HDive. I'm sure there's other places too, or I'm sure if you find other means to watch anime, go there too. But officially those are the subscriptions I have. Great story. So I
Oh
mean,
yeah.
it's great that we all like different genres here because I'm glad nobody touched on isekai yet. But then other one going forward, I guess, is Reincarnated as a Slime. So, yes, I'm sure many of you, I'm sure you two have heard of it at least.
Oh, absolutely. I love Reincarnated as a Slime.
Third season is currently going on as well. Great season so far, kind of like lags in places and. It's sort of like kind of veering off for me a little bit. But anyway, so for those who haven't watched the anime or know anything about it, quick rundown. So that time I got reincarnated as a slime, story follows Satoru Mikami, a man who was reincarnated into a fantasy world as a slime. So he was pretty much your typical office worker, goes out to lunch with his other office worker friend, with his friend's fiance. They're going to get engaged, they got engaged, going to get married. So they were going to go have lunch together and everything, have a fun time. But then, of course, typical isekai fashion, they're out on the streets of Japan in Tokyo, and a guy comes by and just stabs Satoru, and then he ends up dying. So it really makes it sound like Japan, like Tokyo, is a really dangerous place with all these isekai, anime. It's just like,
Trucks are just coming out of nowhere, man.
like, out of nowhere, people get hit by cars out of nowhere. I mean, but I mean, it's obviously, it's not true. I've been to Japan before. No, I didn't see anybody get stabbed or hit by a car or anything. Nobody get I didn't get reincarnated. So, and anyway,
Damn.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who knows what that story would look like? But so that guy gets reincarnated into a fantasy world as a slime, and the way that that gets how he becomes a slime, that's another thing as well. Because I guess whatever the greater power misinterpreted. Satoru's wishes, and ends up as a slime. So despite his initial weak form, Satoru quickly evolves by absorbing powers and abilities from a dragon, actually, eventually becoming Rimuru Tempest, the leader of a growing nation of monsters. So pretty much in the middle of this jungle, really, or this forest, actually forest, not jungle, but forest. So, leader of a growing nation of monsters, as Rimuru establishes his kingdom, he faces threats from other nations, mostly humans, and powerful adversaries like demon lords, all while working to create a peaceful world for his people, mostly monsters again. We're talking goblins, what is it? I don't want to
Oh
say.
gosh. Dude, what was that? It's been a while. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Monster people. Yeah. What
Like
was the other one?
hygiene, or like kind of like ogre people.
Yes, ogre. Yes.
So and there's like evolved forms and everything. So that's what I like about this isekai, is the hierarchy that they put in there, and then more of where Rimuru himself meets other isekai people as well in this world. So I don't want to say it kind of plays on those tropes, but there's a lot of tropes in there. But it's a lot of it's not just for satire. I mean, it does kind of turn around and point out, the satire in it, but it evolves into its own actually pretty deep and rich story. Because I also do read the light novels, bunch of them out already, and as well as the manga. So the so in case if you can't get enough of the anime, I mean the light novels are great. Manga's pretty good too. It goes pretty fast. But the anime series, though, the show does blend the action, the humor, political intrigue, as Rimuru builds, his nation of monsters, in hopes to live in peace, and also bring in more of the modern, like, Japanese culture, which he, the world he came from, and blend it into his new world. So, and not only that, like, the animation is actually the artwork and everything. It's pretty good. I mean, it follows the manga as well, pretty well, as well as, and then some. And the series is known to be lighthearted and engaging anyway. So, if you just need a break from stuff, it's really easy to get into.
What
I
this is one of the more popular isekais from what I someone who doesn't watch a lot of isekais. I sit on the edge of that. I see a lot of people talking about slime. Like, what makes you think it like stands out from the other isekais? Like, the closest I have a comparison to, which I have watched, was like Overlord, where like someone becomes a monster.
And that was one that I should have mentioned, honorable mention, because Overlord is one of my favorites, especially how dark it gets and everything. And I think with slime, similar, kind of like taking on that similarity to Overlord, but opposite is where Overlord is more dark. Slime is lighter for that, and so even though you have like politics in both. Actually, it's I think with slime, with the story and everything, is I think the for me it's like the elements is what of that story is what makes it different than the rest. Also, Fuse, who they have with illustrating it and everything, I think they're great. Already a following there, and then more so with just the story itself for slime. I really can't compare it to anything else. I think it was just comes at a time where, even for me, I was just like, okay, I probably had enough of Isekai because ever since like Overlord or Tanya, the Evil came out, my hasn't been really like anything like stand out or great. I think that's what we just needed was a slime, which is something different, just kind of stood out from the rest. And it's the creators did a great job story building. I think that's what's the difference is you got story building there, and then again playing on that whole satire of the manga tropes and everything. So, and who doesn't like a good onsen or a hot spring? Just and some sexy monsters of big with big breasts and female monsters with big breasts, by the way. So.
I do like the story building of slime. That one was pretty good.
So,
Absolutely.
yeah, I mean, yeah, you need a good onsen or hot spring scene, no matter what, in any good anime or especially isekai. So,
Fan service, baby.
service. But yeah, I mean, I definitely encourage anybody to check it out. It's like I said, it's good, and not only that, like I said, the storyline, it's unique in the sense that it plays off of like Kenny mentioned, like with Gardo, with the basic storyline at first, where it's just like, oh, he's a monster, he's in a forest, and but it just keep building and building and building, and then it just I don't even know what's going on right now in the anime, even though I actually do. But if you're just watching the anime, it's like, oh, where is this really going? But we will see. So check it out. I know Crunchyroll, obviously, Crunchyroll has it. All three seasons so far. The third season is still going on.
I still need to catch up on that one.
Yeah, I mean, how far are you into it? Did you even get past the
See,
first season?
season two.
Oh, you're not too far behind. Okay, yeah. Oh, season two was great. I mean,
Yep, it was.
I don't want to throw any spoilers in case, but I mean, you gotta like the fighting scenes there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
So,
yeah.
That's what it comes there for.
Yeah.
That and the monster, the breasts.
Yeah, exactly. So like
Oh,
the fighting scenes, powers, the slime is also OP. So another, I guess like my protagonist to be OP, but again, that's
yep.
in a
And
lot of
in his best friend a dragon too.
yep, that's yep, that's the that's how he gets his last name. So from the dragon. So oh, and actually they throw other references, especially in the first season, second season, to other animes as well, and other manga and so forth, and even there's like a Street Fighter reference in there too. So it's kind of, I'm not sure if you guys saw that or caught up on that with the dragon. So
Don't think I saw that part, but I'll have to look at it again.
yeah, he starts doing moves and he says Haruken. I love that
Oh,
part because
nice.
so what the what Rimuru does is he I know this is not really a spoiler alert, but it's just funny, it plays in the whole satire, is he can I guess if you like give him paper or whatever, or you can make paper, he'll spit out manga. He'll because he can take his memories and put it on the paper, so he remembers all this manga. So he gives it to the dragon. He starts reading it, and he starts as if living
That's cool.
vicariously as these manga characters. So I mean, it's just what's not to love. I think, like I said, it was a series. I think especially for isekai lovers like me, just need it because it just plays on all those tropes, the satire, everything. So,
Nice.
but yeah, check out that part. I thought that part was funny, honestly. So,
Yeah.
anyway, I don't know. We talked quite a bit about anime. You
Yeah, we did. We went in and
guys
kind of
tired?
discussed
You
our
guys sick of
favorites.
it yet? I
Absolutely
could go for
not.
another hour,
Love it.
right?
Yeah, let's go.
Part two,
Part two,
let's go talk
baby.
about redo again.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that very messed up anime.
There's this one show called My Life as Inukai's Dog, which is really.
Oh,
Oh, Oh, man.
Well, speaking of anime, we do have the summer season of anime wraps up here. We have the fall season coming up soon, so there'll be plenty more to talk about with upcoming seasons here around the corner. So for the even a recap of this past season, so forth. I'm sure there's plenty we could talk about. Please also with our viewers, listeners, we appreciate you. So if there's any anime that obviously we didn't talk about, which is a lot, give us your feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. What you want to talk about. Maybe we'll do an episode and talk about your favorite anime or in this upcoming season, we can talk about animes in this upcoming season, continuing seasons, so forth. Love to hear from you. Welcome your feedback. Can't wait for your comments. Thank you. So, a lot of good stuff, but we covered some great anime today. But again, we want to hear from you what your favorite anime is. Do you agree with our picks? I mean, do you agree with Sam's pick, I should say? I don't know. Or do you think we missed something? Or do you think Sam missed up something? I don't know. I mean, I could have missed something too.
The comments are going to be mid.
I know, right? Oh.
So please leave a comment or message with your thoughts. What makes an anime stand out to you? Or are there any series we should check out, and give our 2 cents on. So, and then also Chris, we love to have you back on. Hopefully we didn't scare you off or anything like that. Or I mean, hopefully our
Hopefully
pick
I
of
didn't scare you off.
our choice of anime, please don't judge us, didn't scare you off.
I've been judging his choice of anime for years.
That's it. Yeah, that's true.
We
Yes,
could
you
have an
have.
episode just for that, please. I'll just sit back with the popcorn and just like you can just tell
Well,
us all about
Chris just drills me.
that. Yeah,
Oh,
or yeah, pretty much let us know what you think. But again, we still would love to have you on in the near future as well. We'd love to hear more about your light novels, Chris, and your journey as a self-published light novel author as well. Well, we'll love to hear your guidance, what you've been through as well. I'm sure our listeners would as well, even more so. But me personally, because I'm going through that journey as we speak. So, as I say, any guidance, any advice, always always would welcome. So, Sam.
yes. What's up,
Next
DK?
time. Well, what are we talking about next time? How are you gonna come back for the whole redo killer?
Oh, well, I guess on the next episode, we can actually discuss more about anime, but this time we can talk more about the genre appeal, maybe the animation studios.
Or we'll love any viewer feedback or comments as well. That would be
Yeah,
great.
absolutely.
What you want to hear about as well. Or I mean Chris, what do you want to hear about? What do you want to hear or maybe not hear from us?
Tell me your least favorite anime.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely.
Use as an excuse to put redo again.
Why not? Oh man. Oh. Oh, read. Yeah, let's redo it. Let's just
Real knee slapper. Yeah, about that. So
Yeah.
anyway, so we'll again, this is Otaku and Friends, just a bunch of guys just talking about our favorite anime, manga, light novels, as well as much other stuff too. So please, thank you again for joining us on this episode of Talking Friends. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Back. I'm sure we will in the near future if we haven't scared you off by now. And we promise the next episode we will not talk about Redo Healer.
Redo
I think I can
healer.
take it either. And I'll quit mentioning it too. I'm not helping at all. But thank you, Chris.
Sponsored episode, right?
Yeah, we're oh my God.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you to our listeners. If you have any comments, please, we'd love to hear from you. Feedback, questions, stuff that you don't want Tom to ever mention again, that'll be great. Stuff that I could mention or not mention, I'm open to that too. So, but stay tuned for next episode. And for everybody else out there, we will catch you on the other side. Aloha.
Peace.
Bye-bye.